Connetti il mondo.
Welcome, Mick Marucci. I hope I pronounced it right. Thanks for joining me in this quick talk. Let's start with a short introduction about you. Can you tell us something about you and your background and your role at Geyser at the moment?
Absolutely. Great to be here. Thank you so much for inviting me.
You're welcome.
Yeah, so I'm Mick. I'm the co-founder and CEO of Geyser. I am essentially building, together with Stelios, a Lightning native Bitcoin crowdfunding platform.
Great. Yeah. I saw Stelios also went to a university in Holland, right?
Netherlands.
Yeah, Maastricht, I saw. And I thought, well, perhaps he's a Dutchie, but...
not Dutch, but half Belgian, I think half
okay.
Greek.
Okay.
We'll have him over another next session.
Yeah. That would be really great. Well, not so long ago, we stumbled upon your platform, Geyser, and in our opinion, it's really filling a gap. Geyser is a Lightning native Bitcoin crowdfunding platform, and with a mission to help Bitcoiners create to transform their ideas into reality. So that really, for us, we are creators, of course, and busy with creative stuff. This sounds really interesting. And my goal with this quick talk is to talk about your the first idea you both had to start with the Geyser platform, and about you about the role at this moment within the Lightning space, which you're trying to achieve, and of course some future ideas you both have for Geyser. Let's start off with the first question. With the Geyser platform, well, you try to disrupt the traditional crowdfunding platform. And I read a lot on your website also, and you're saying it makes a lot easier to fund ideas for Bitcoin creators and creatives with more online integration and integration with Lightning. That's interesting. How did you and Stelios Ramos came up with the idea to first start this this Geyser platform?
Yeah, so we've been part of the Bitcoin community for many years on Twitter and kind of, you know, listening to podcasts and learning from other creators, whether they're writers, whether they are podcasters. And what we've noticed in the last year or two was really that with Lightning, there was just a plethora of new projects of ideas happening on Lightning. And so, for example, there were a few small initiatives related to kind of just building co-working space for Bitcoin developers and people building on Lightning. And sometimes these were just simply ideas being thrown on Twitter, but nothing was being done about it. And sometimes we really felt like, well, you know, let's support this project. Let's actually make it happen. Let's not make it just an idea that stays on Twitter. Let's actually do this. And what we realized that looking around is that there is no tool to turn these ideas into actual practice, into actual reality.
Yeah.
And we thought, okay, really what we do need here is a crowdfunding platform. And as we looked at two crowdfunding platforms that are existing out there, in Bitcoin, they're all kind of very focused on the on-chain stuff. And traditional crowdfunding platforms are just 20 years behind. They all essentially only work in 30 countries. So because they're all operating with these legacy financial networks, so like Stripe. So they're not global. They also censor people, as we've seen with the trucker protests. And thirdly, they're like isolated in their little platforms. What we kind of realized through time is that with things like Lightning addresses, we can completely change the game of crowdfunding. You know, crowdfunding can happen on any platform, and so we can disrupt the game of crowdfunding even further through that. So it started with this kind of just realizing how much was being built on Lightning, how much was happening, and just creating a platform to support these builders, to gather communities to actually help these things happen through Satoshis, but also potentially through collaborations and kind of getting the community to back that idea.
Yeah, and you're touching the aspect of it being integrated with the Lightning Network. And we also saw you have a Lightning Node, of course, for Geyser. You can pay now or donate with on-chain transaction or Lightning. And what is the biggest positive upside for the Lightning Network to be available on your platform? Is it only the availability worldwide? So to have all those people from all those countries to be able to donate?
So it's many things, actually. One thing is for sure, the global nature of it is so important. As I said before, the traditional legacy financial system is very fractured. It's just look at what's happening today between the United States and Russia, with the entire SEPA network not being available to many Russian companies. I mean, that really shows you how arbitrary the financial system is and how it's not structured bottom up. And so Lightning is as we say, borderless. It doesn't know borders, and that's something that's a massive feature. Secondly, there is so much being built on Lightning that it's this kind of growing ecosystem, right? From Lightning addresses to Keysend to all sorts of things that are happening that essentially building on Lightning means that it's like gaining network momentum and more people building on it, more people developing on it, the better it is for the entire network. And so we also saw a lot about, the podcasting 2.0, the ability to essentially boost while listening to podcasts. And Geyser is now integrated into that. So if you're listening to a Geyser podcast, we have our own Geyser podcast where we feature creators. And if you fund people from, if you boost the podcast, the Satoshis go directly to the project.
And
you can also visualize that. So that's kind of the things you can do with Lightning.
So you integrate also the marketing for a project. So because I saw a podcast with Pedro from the Anatomy of Bitcoin, the film project. Yes. And I think it's great that with Lightning you can support it also with something like a podcast. So that's really nice. Yeah, indeed. And self-custody is very important for a lot of Bitcoiners, of course. And to start a project, you need to have a Lightning node or running at home or, for example, at Voltage. I've read some discussion about someone who learned about running a Lightning node thanks to starting a project on Geyser. Running your own node a deal breaker for people to start a project on Geyser?
Well, to be honest, at the moment we are still in a pilot. So we actually do allow people to use their own node. But we also create a Voltage node just because it's also a lot simpler. And it's still non-custodial, so users can still and actually we've learned that users actually like to use platforms like Voltage, allow them to understand how running a node works on the cloud pretty easily. But the idea moving forward, once we actually do the creation flow, so just to be clear, Geyser is still a closed system at the moment. We kind of curate and we plug the projects up. But the idea is that anyone will be able to create a campaign on Geyser soon. And once we do, people will be able to do so using a custodial or also a non-custodial wallet if they so choose. And if they want to plug in their own wallet, they can also do that for sure. Essentially allowing people to choose different options depending on what their the skill sets are, their expertise is in this field. We want to try to be as accessible as possible for also the new users. But obviously our preference will be starting with the non-custodial option.
Of course. So inclusiveness is very important, and also user friendliness. And that way, there are going to be some extra flavors in the future then. Yeah. And can you explain in a short way how it works to start a crowdfunding project on Geyser, and then the different crowdfunding methods that exist?
Absolutely. So yeah, so at the moment, Geyser is still in a pilot. So we haven't built out the entire crowdfunding creation flow. At the moment, you have to go on geyser.fund and pitch us your idea. So just give us the title of your idea, the name of your idea, and a brief description. And then we'll come to you with a message. We'll maybe have a chat, talk about your project. We may even feature you in a podcast. Yeah. And then once we essentially get all the information about your project, get you set up on Voltage, we then throw your project onto Geyser. So today, actually, for example, we just launched two new projects. One is Bitcoin Twitter, a platform for curated Bitcoin tweets.
Yeah, interesting. Yeah.
And so that's sort of the, but eventually you'll be able to go on Geyser, and like you go on any other platforms, you'll be able to create a crowdfunding campaign directly from there without going through us. And the idea is that we want to keep Geyser open. We want it to be, we don't want to be able to censor unless it's like harmful, abusive content. So if you are, you know, whatever your philosophy, as long as you're not harming anyone, you can create a crowdfunding platform on Geyser. So for example, if you're, I don't know, an Ethereum lover and you want to make a merch shop about Ethereum, like, you go ahead. But we will not feature you on our landing page, which is going to be Bitcoin focused things.
Yeah. But and again, the possibilities to fund are always Bitcoin.
Are only Bitcoin. And so exactly. So go crazy, but you still have to accept Bitcoin. In that case, that's how Bitcoin wins, right? If people and everyone adopts it, regardless of their ideas, beliefs, and ideologies. And
it's so free, and people can choose for themselves, and you're also sort of a content creator because you also give them a platform to talk about their project. So that's great.
100%.
And I saw two methods: you can donate or you can reward, and then you can give. Well, that's a traditional crowdfunding platform also. You can give the backer something in return, of course. Yeah,
exactly. It's a donation based. I mean, you just send the satoshis directly with nothing to expect back as a gift, or you can donate with a reward, which is decided by the creator of the campaign. This has really been anything from posters to T-shirts to being part of an exclusive Telegram group or club, receiving a piece of a Bitcoin racing car with the signature of the drivers. So there's really a bit of everything.
That's and great. Very diverse. And there is something new. We saw, of course, the Geyser grants. And can you explain what it's for and how this works and who is funding these grants?
Absolutely.
That's a little different than the projects, of course, than the campaign.
Totally. So we realized we launched Geyser Grants still at a time that the crowdfunding campaigns aren't live yet. But we really wanted to do this because we had this idea, and it's really a low effort kind of solution that could already help the developers, builders, educators right away. And the idea really came in conversations with our advisor, Brad Mills, advisor and investor. And he's involved in this group of all sorts of Bitcoiners at another level than ourselves. And he kind of gave us the idea that essentially, you know, there are a lot of these Bitcoin whales, for example, that don't want to be involved in every single project. They just want to support a cause. They want to support an initiative, right? They want to just help Bitcoin education, or they want to help Bitcoin builders, or, you know, they want to increase Bitcoin culture. And as we did more research and talked to some companies as well, we realized that this also extends to companies. Like, if you're a Bitcoin company and you want to maybe donate to something, it's hard to be looking into the nitty-gritties of a project. You want to donate to a cause like, you know, supporting Bitcoin education. And that's something that through grants we can do. So we were connected to an anonymous whale who decided to donate 3 Bitcoin to support this and kickstart this Bitcoin grant system. So 1 Bitcoin is donated to Bitcoin education, 1 to Bitcoin culture, and 1 to Bitcoin builders. And essentially, Geyser Grants is currently live since July 1st, and it will be live and open for applications till the end of the month. At the end of the month, we will have a board of Bitcoin, prominent Bitcoiners that will be evaluating all these different applications, developing an evaluation criteria, and then giving out some of those funds. I can't guarantee that it'll be the entire amount, but that'll be the amount. And just to add the final piece, this grant system is going to be very important, a very important connector to the crowdfunding campaigns. So when people create crowdfunding campaigns on Geyser, they'll be able to like automatically apply to a grant. And
with their project.
Their project. And so there's that then a possibility of us doing things like matching donations, or simply just, every couple of months running one of these Geyser grants.
Great. Yeah, it's very interesting. And I think the whole Bitcoin and Lightning community could benefit from each other. So that's really a great effort you're doing there. And what are the things Geyser is working on right now? And what are the developments that you have on your personal wish list for the distant future?
Yeah, we have so much going on. We are currently building Lightning addresses for Geyser projects.
Yeah.
So every Geyser project will soon have a Lightning address that can be funded from anywhere, and we'll be able to read all that data. So essentially, again, going back to the idea that crowdfunding is borderless, you can fund from any country and from any platform, and it comes to Geyser. We're also building LNURL auth as a login. We're improving the interface. We actually have also a rebranding coming out soon. And also we are building a crowdfunding creation flow. So to allow people to create crowdfunding campaigns on Geyser.
Yeah. Great. Well, Mick, thanks for explaining this in this short quick talk and having this talk with me. I think you're doing a great job, everybody there at Geyser, and with this crowdfunding platform, you're really helping the development of Bitcoin and Lightning to go further, and that touches our mission. So that's really something. And for everyone who wants to get in contact with Mick or wants to know more about Geyser, check the links in our show notes. I've put them here, and I will check it with you if it's okay. And it's also possible, I think it would be interesting to help you out with opening a channel to your node. Is it something that you're looking for? Because perhaps someone is listening and...
I would love to. Yeah, definitely connect.
All right.
Yeah, let's do that.
Well, I will add that too in the show notes. Great. And to everyone, thanks for listening and watching. And if you like this quick talk, then don't forget to like and subscribe to this channel. And till next time, have a nice one, Nick. Thanks.
Thank you.
Conecte o mundo.